President Donald Trump said Thursday that he is ready to hold campaign rallies, telling Fox Business News that he is feeling really good, even perfect. Trump did not indicate when or where he might have contracted the coronavirus, saying only, quote, if you're anywhere around this thing, you can catch it, end quote. But he mentioned a recent Rose Garden event announcing his new Supreme Court nominee and a meeting with military families. He said family members often want to kiss and hug him and that he couldn't tell people to back up or stand 10 feet away. While being treated for COVID-19, Mr. Trump received an experimental antiviral cocktail made by Regeneron through a compassionate use exemption. The safety and effectiveness of the drug have not yet been proven. More than a dozen White House staffers have tested positive for the coronavirus. Meantime, President Trump said Thursday he now sees really good odds of reaching a deal with Democrats and Congress on a new round of coronavirus stimulus to boost the battered U.S. economy. It's a reversal from his stance earlier this week. He said talks are productive on both assistance for airlines and $1,200 checks for workers. This after he ended negotiations with congressional Democrats on Tuesday, saying the stimulus package would have to wait until after the November 3rd election. As politicians and business leaders complained and the stock market dropped, Trump changed gears and called for Congress to immediately pass standalone legislation to extend aid to airline workers and small businesses. Economists say a new round of government support is critical to prevent a wave of layoffs and bankruptcies and provide support for the unemployed. The Labor Department reported Thursday that new applications for jobless benefits held at the very high level of 840,000 last week, and more than 25.2 million people are receiving government aid. This is VOA News. The World Trade Organization is set to have its first female leader after Nigeria's Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala and South Korea's Yoon Young-hee made it through Thursday to the final runoff. Whoever wins the contest, with the decision due before November 7th, will take over an organization mired in crises and struggling to help member states navigate a severe global economic slump triggered in mostly by the coronavirus pandemic. Roberto Azevedo stepped down as WTO Director General in August, a year ahead of schedule. The initial pool of eight candidates to replace him was narrowed down to five in last month's first round. Candidates from Britain, Kenya, and Saudi Arabia, respectively, were knocked out in the second round on Thursday. Rather than voting, the 164 WTO member states make decisions by consensus only and have been narrowing down the field of candidates through lengthy consultations. Russia's foreign ministry said on Thursday that it was in talks with Azerbaijan and Armenia to organize a possible meeting in Moscow with Russia and the two governments' foreign ministers. The Interfax news agency is reporting fighting between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenians flared on September 27th, increasing concerns about the security of pipelines in Azerbaijan that carry natural gas and oil to Europe. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday that he will bring diplomatic accords with the United Arab Emirates before the Israeli parliament on October 12th. Israel and the UAE signed agreements in Washington in September to normalize diplomatic ties and to forge a broad new relationship. Netanyahu said he intends to get cabinet and parliamentary ratification for the deal, which marks a strategic realignment of Middle East countries against Iran. OPEC Secretary General Mohamed Markindo said on Thursday the worst was over for the oil market following a price and demand collapse this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. And the U.S. state of Louisiana on Thursday steeled itself for another in a record-breaking series of violent storms as Hurricane Delta sped across the Gulf of Mexico toward the region, which is still recovering from the last storm. Prince William has joined forces with renowned British broadcaster and naturalist David Attenborough to launch a new environmental prize that they hope will drive a decade of change. The Earthshot Prize has grand ambitions to incentivize change and help to repair our planet. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.